It is That's Your Service on Newstalk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in tonight on a very abbreviated version because the Cardinals cannot get games done in 2 hours anymore. We just have to keep this thing rolling. It's like we've got the game won, let's put this thing away. No. Why do that? Let's just play it all out. So last night we did 12, today we do 10. Tomorrow they're probably going to do a two-hour game because they're going to play in the morning, and it's in Miami. It's flipping hot in Miami during the day. Are you kidding me? So they're going to finish up that game and hit the road. I bet they're done in 2 hours and 15 minutes. What do you say, Kyle? We'll count that out. We'll see what my high or low is, right?
I agree. I think you might be right on the money there.
There you go. So we'll see how that plays out and see if we can get the game done. It would be more important that they actually win, but tomorrow's a rubber game. We'll see how that works out. It's kind of a sad day today. It's not kind of. It is. Willie Mays dies, 93. Great life. Amazing ball player. And just sad to have a passing of a legend like that. Anytime something like that happens, it's always a little sad. But thinking of him and his family, and it's always, the tributes have already started. Bally, you said, had a great one. I saw CNN had one that ran as well.
Yeah, Bally had a really good one, and they had it so quickly. It's so sad, ahead of the Rick Woodfield game. Like, yeah. I'm sure he would have played a huge role in that. So just so sad to see.
Well, and they were talking about, I guess Maria was saying earlier that I guess they said yesterday that he wasn't going to be able to make the game. So I guess that means his health was already declining. You can kind of tell when a celebrity is on the watch, because as soon as they die, bam, here's all the tributes. They're all ready to go. So we were in the postgame show, and I said, oh, Willie Mays dies. I walk outside to get something to drink, and there it is on CNN running the tribute already. So it's something they already had. So we lost a legend, but we'll see how things continue to go in this game. It's going to be sad to not have him there, like you were saying, but it's going to be cool to play at the oldest ballpark in America. That will be really neat. Hey, speaking of legends, I want to introduce you to the mayor of O'Fallon, Missouri. Mayor Bill Hennessy is joining us on the guest line. How are you, Mayor?
I'm pretty good, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm good.
I wouldn't go as far as the legend, but hey.
Wow, man. Your phone is cutting out really bad. I think we may have a bad connection with you.
We may.
Yeah. How about if we do this? How about if I have Kyle call you right back, and
okay.
And let's try and reboot this thing and make it work. How's that?
Okay.
I appreciate you. So Mayor Bill Hennessy is going to join us here in just a second. Sometimes phone lines don't work very well. You know how that goes. And especially when you've only got an hour, of course, things aren't going to go that well when you're trying to do a phone connection. But so I wanted to have Mayor Hennessy on because, well, I'm a St. Charles County councilman, just so you know. If you didn't know, that's who I am. And every time I'm on, I always like to talk about what's going on in St. Charles County because I'm kind of a homer, right? So we're the third largest county in the state of Missouri, highest median household income, healthiest county in the state of Missouri. There's a lot of great things that's going on out in St. Charles County. But the city of O'Fallon is the largest city in St. Charles County. As a matter of fact, they are the second largest city in the St. Louis metropolitan area. And I believe the mayor is back on with us. Mayor, you back?
I am back, sir.
That is awesome. That sounds so much better. Every now and then you get the roll of the dice and you get that old leftover Southwestern Bell line that they should have pulled years ago. And I think that's the circuit we ended up in. So
yep.
The city of O'Fallon, you're up to, what, about 93,000 now?
We're about a little over 94,000 people.
94,000. So you are the sixth or seventh largest in the state?
We are the seventh largest city in the state.
And you are quickly approaching 100,000 as you guys just continue to go. St. Charles County has averaged in the last 10 years, by the way, 500 people a month are moving to St. Charles County. And while it's great, we got to figure out where we're going to put all these people. But one of the reasons why they keep moving out is you just have amazing things going on in the city of O'Fallon. And one of those is you have one of the best 4th of July celebrations with the Heritage and Freedom Festival that is coming up. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, this is our 44th year for the Heritage and Freedom Fest. So, you know, and this year we're doing 4 days this year. It's July 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Yeah, on the 3rd is just basically the carnival, and you can come out, join the carnival, and you can buy wristbands for $25 and ride the rides all night long. So, and I believe that kicks off on the 3rd at 4 o'clock. On the 4th, we have a parade. It starts off at 9:30, and that's about a 2 mile. It goes from Main Street right in front of City Hall all the way to the Hoot Stadium. And then, you know, we got great headlines on July 4th. We got Bret Michaels coming, and, you know, he starts at 8:15 on Thursday. And that'll be followed by the Jenna Dusty Milky Fireworks. And they start at 9:30 on Thursday night. And then on Friday, we have the festival grounds open at 4, July 5th, and with sideshows and food and fun. And then country star Mitchell Tenpenny takes the stage at 9 o'clock.
You always have great artists that come out there and play. And the crowds are always huge as well.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this year, you know, usually we have to call the artist and everything else to come play. But this year, Bret Michaels called us and says, hey, I want to come play 4th of July for what O'Fallon does for the veterans in our community.
Wow, that is amazing.
That is great. So, and then Saturday the 6th, it starts at 4 o'clock with a family night, which will be the vendors and the carnival rides. And so it is a great night for, if you want to come out, everything's free, except, you know, if you want to buy food and stuff there. But, you know, you can buy wristbands. You can go to, if for more information, you can go to heritageandfreedomfest.com and get a lot more information on the Heritage and Freedom Fest.
We're talking with O'Fallon, Missouri Mayor Bill Hennessy. 4th of July celebration is live and well out in St. Charles County, and O'Fallon is kind of leading the way on this. I think the Chamber actually has a run that they do that morning.
Chamber does a 1K walk and a 5K run that starts at the stadium and ends at the stadium, at the Hoot Stadium. So, and I believe that kicks off at like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So yeah, it'll be busy around the stadium this 4th of July.
It's going to be busy all the way around the city. Hey, you mentioned the veterans, and you guys are a partner with the, I guess now it's called the Midwest Veterans Museum.
And Mid-America Veterans Museum.
Mid-America Veterans Museum. Thank you very much. And you guys actually helped them out when they were just getting started on the museum, which is just right around the corner from City Hall, isn't it?
That is correct. It's on Elm Street. We basically, it was our old water and sewer office. And you know, when the residents here passed the parks proposition, we actually were leasing it to them for $1 a year.
Wow. It's an amazing place. If you've never been there, they have all kinds of memorabilia, but it's the stories. Every uniform, every display that they have comes with the story that is next to it. And there's only one employee that is the executive director. Everybody else is volunteer. So you'll meet veterans who are there, and they take you through a great tour. It's just an amazing place, and I applaud the city for doing that. That was something that you didn't have to do, obviously, but it's nice that you did that. There is a lot that is going on with the city. What's the next big project that you're working on?
Well, we're planning on doing a regional training facility for our police department.
Wow.
It's going to be on 80 acres. It's it's for a training center. It's all on one campus where they'll have a driver's training course, a canine course, a drone course, a human obstacle course, a 200-yard shooting range, classrooms. So it'll be on one campus. It'll be for police officers coming from all over the country to train, where they can come in for 1 week and get all their training done in 1 week instead of having to go to different places.
So you're talking about this, obviously, from what you just said, is not just for your officers. It's for people from all over the place. What made you decide to venture down this road?
Well, this came from our police department, and okay. they were thinking, hey, and it's going to be state-of-the-art training. And we've partnered with the city of St. Charles in doing this. So you actually have the 7th largest city in the state and the 8th largest city in the state. And being a regional partner in this thing, so you know we're going to do great things for this region in St. Charles County.
So you've already started on this training center.
We have phase one started. It is we've started the 200 yard shooting range, because if the police officers out there know to get out on an outdoor shooting range, it's kind of tough in St. Charles County or in this region, you know, so it is tough. So we have decided to do this and partner with the city of St. Charles. And, you know, we're just hoping that Governor Parsons signs, you know, we have $8 million in the state budget.
Okay.
For the state to help us pay for this. And we're hoping he signs this thing. And we move forward.
That sounds like an amazing center, and I bet it helps you with recruiting for police officers, knowing that you're making the commitment to give them a state-of-the-art training center.
Correct. I mean, and it's all in, and Mike, it's all in one place. It's not like I got to go to this place to do the shooting range and go here to do the driving course and go here for the drones and go here for the canines, and it'll have maintenance shed for the vehicles. And, you know, our officers who brought this up, they've done a great job on doing this. I got to give a shout out to our legislators who for the past 2 years have put this in the budget for us at the state.
You've definitely got some good legislators. Who are carrying water for you to make sure that things like that get put in the budget? Because it was definitely a contentious, I guess, is the nicest way to say what happened in the legislature this year.
I'm staying out of that.
I understand. That's why I'm saying if you have legislators that are willing to carry the water and get that through both the House and the Senate especially, that gets that in there, that obviously says that your state officials must agree that this is a need in the community as well.
Yep. And they do. I think our officers think, and officers all over the country, you know, want this because there's not another place like this, I believe what I was told, in 6 or 7 states.
Wow.
Around here.
Well, Mayor, I wanted to have you on just to talk a little bit about everything that's going on, because I'm very proud of St. Charles County, but the city of O'Fallon is really, you are in the middle of St. Charles County, and obviously you're doing what you can to help lead the region. It's funny when you look at some areas around the region, I'm not going to call anybody out because it's at your service, so I'm trying to be nice, but you have some folks who are struggling with some crime problems, but you get out to St. Charles County, and especially O'Fallon, you guys are one of the cities in a regular basis that gets named as one of the best places in America to live. And one of the things they call out is because of your low crime rate that you have there.
Yep. And I'll put that on our police department. We're one of the safest cities in the state and one of the safest cities in the country. And it's because our police officers, we have a community vision that they go out and talk to the parents. They talk to the kids. They're out in the community talking to everybody. So, you know, we just have a great police department, and they go above and beyond.
Well, Mayor, I appreciate your time, and I will see you out there on the 4th of July.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it, guys. And if anybody has any questions, then go to heritageandfreedomfest.com and get some more information on the 4th of July festivities.
I appreciate it. That is Mayor Bill Hennessy from the great city of O'Fallon, Missouri. What are you doing for 4th of July? Do you have big plans for the 4th?
I don't think I have plans yet.
Well, there you go.
Now I might.
Now you could come out. You know, there's nothing like a carnival corn dog.
That is true. That I can get on board with.
So a carnival corn dog, and my wife says a funnel cake. Carnivals and funnel cakes are just pretty awesome. So we appreciate the mayor making some time tonight. Even though it was a bad night for the Cardinals, it's a good night for us because we get to spend a little bit of time together. My name is Mike Elam. This is At Your Service, and you are listening to KMOX. It is an abbreviated version of At Your Service tonight. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little while. Kind of a sad day in baseball world. Why do I keep saying kind of? It's a sad day in baseball world. Not only do the Cardinals lose tonight, but we lost Willie Mays, 93 years old. Sad to lose a guy like that, but you're going to lose a legend every now and then. So there's tons of tributes that you're seeing around on the news, and you're going to hear more and more about that. But if you hadn't heard, Willie Mays left us. So we were talking with Mayor Hennessy and O'Fallon about the 4th of July celebration. What are you doing for the 4th of July? You going anywhere? Well, I'd love to hear from you. Just hear what your plans are going to be. 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. There was a story that I saw earlier today talking about the heat and how we're going to be in 90-degree plus heat for the rest of this week. And I was talking to my dad earlier today, and he was saying he's down in Northwest Arkansas, and they were saying that they're going to be 100 degrees tomorrow, heat index, and it's going to be that way probably for the rest of this week all the way through the weekend. You get into some areas like that, it gets dangerous when the heat is that bad. And you start wondering, what can I do outside? I saw my neighbor who was mowing the grass this weekend, and I thought, I am not mowing the grass. That thing is going to burn up. And do you mow your grass?
I live in an apartment, so okay. Thankfully I don't have that responsibility at the moment. But when I go home and, you know, visit my family, they're always like, you know,
well, then your dad makes you mow the grass.
Yeah,
exactly.
That becomes my responsibility.
Thanks for coming home, son. The mower's right there. I'd be more than happy for you to do that. But I was taught a long time ago, when it gets warm like this, raise your mower to as high as it can be. Let the grass grow. And but don't mow it when it's really, really hot, because your grass is going to dry out and it's going to die. So make sure that you don't do that. So I'm just kind of wondering, when people were looking at the weather being like this, and does it change your plans? Are you going to change your 4th of July plans? Are you still going to travel? Are you still going to go somewhere? Who's going to the lake for the weekend? Who's going to the lake for 4th of July? It's going to be one of those, like, anytime that you have a 4th of July at the latter part of the week, people are going to extend the whole way. So I guarantee you a bunch of people are going to take the 1st through the 5th off, because it's only going to cost you 4 vacation days. And a lot of people are going to take the 5th anyway. The company's going to give you that day off because you're not going to have to work. You're going to have to work 4th of July, though, aren't you?
I actually think I have it off.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Lucky me.
I'm actually working on the 5th down the hall. So are we working together on the 5th?
We might be.
Okay.
I think we are.
So we're down the hall on the 5th.
Yep, I'm pretty sure.
So there you go. That's just how it goes. You know, when you're not the full-time people, you end up working those particular jobs. Or when you're Kyle and you're cutting your teeth, and you end up doing that.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many holidays and weekends and all that stuff that I worked when I first started off in radio. And at the time, I was all excited because I had the opportunity to be on. So I'm like, I'll take whatever I can get, man. I drove the CarX Highway Helper at KSD in the early 90s just to get hours. Like, okay, give me opportunity. What's it going to take? We would do updates from the road. That was before you had the MoDOT trucks that drive all around. I actually think we were the precursor to the MoDOT highway trucks that help people out there. But I used to drive back and forth on all our highways in a CarX Highway Helper van. Now, I couldn't do anything to fix anybody's car, but I would pull over and I would help you. I would stay with you if you were having problems. I had coffee, I had water, I had snacks, just to try to make your day a little bit better.
That's really cool.
And CarX sponsored the whole thing, so that was kind of cool.
Nice, yeah.
So we want to know what you're going to do on 4th of July. We're going to take a break, and then you can tell us at 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. It's At Your Service, abbreviated version tonight. After a Cardinal loss, but the game's happening tomorrow, first pitch is at 11:40. Is that right? See, I did listen to Joe when he was talking. So if he says no one listens, That's proven it is not true. My name is Mike Elam. This is At Your Service. You're listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam, abbreviated At Your Service version tonight. Did you get your dad anything nice for Father's Day? Did you do anything for your dad on Father's Day?
We were actually in San Francisco for Father's Day. We were on vacation, yeah. And so I got him a gift, just like a little like sweatshirt that he wanted. It was nothing major, but he's actually going to come down to St. Louis, and I got us tickets for a Cardinals game, and
nice.
We're going to, you know, make a day of it. So he's going to come down here, and that's going to be our Father's Day thing this year. So.
I was asking because my kids got me, and my wife got me, these new headphones, and I'm so excited.
They look good.
Thanks very much. It's funny. I bought the same headphones, so I've had the same headphones, these Sony professional headphones that I've had for over 25 years. They hold up. They're really good. But they're wearing out. All the little leather and stuff is cracking and breaking up. So I wanted a new pair, but I've just didn't want to break down and buy it, so I let my family buy it for me for Father's Day. And my wife's like, I don't know what kind I should buy. I'm like, check the Amazon cart. It's already in there.
Dropping
like,
hints.
Exactly. I mean, it really can't get much more than that. So I'm curious about San Francisco for you. So we went to San Francisco for my wife's 50th, and we had always wanted to go. We had never been, and it was beautiful. We did all the touristy stuff. Did you do all the touristy things? Like, did you go out to Alcatraz?
Yeah, we did. We were total tourists out there in San Francisco. I have never been. My parents had been once.
Okay.
So went out there, went to a Giants game, which was really cool.
Nice.
I'm a huge baseball fan, so that was one of the stadiums I wanted to go to most.
What's it called now? Because it was AT&T Stadium
when
we were there.
It was AT&T. Now it's Oracle Park.
Oracle Park, okay.
So we watched.
So they make you watch software commercials and things like that while you're there?
Probably. I didn't watch any, but I did watch a Giants win, which was cool.
I'm not
a Giants fan, but it was cool to, you know, see them win, I guess.
When we were out there, by accident, the Cardinals were playing the Giants.
Oh, that's sweet.
And no one was going to a Giants game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was nobody there.
Really?
So we bought tickets day of the game, and we were like 15 rows right off the first baseline.
That's awesome.
It was very cool. So you got to go to a Giants game.
Yep, we did go to Alcatraz, which was awesome. I'm a history nerd, so
okay.
That was cool for me. I got to see, you know, they had like an audio tour. You put some headphones on,
yep,
and a little thing that told you pretty much everything you were seeing. The cells were tiny, so that was cool thing to see. We went and rode bikes across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
Which was awesome. The one thing about San Francisco, I knew it was hilly. I knew all of that. I didn't realize how cold it was going to be. It was like it's a million degrees here in St. Louis. I go on vacation and you assume it's going to be at least the same temperature.
Nope.
I know it's going to be a little cooler, but it was down into the upper 50s at night.
Yes.
And it was sitting 70s? Low 60s.
Okay.
Like 70 was the warmest day there.
Wow.
Which was insane. I was wearing a sweatshirt. I was wearing jackets in the middle of summer in San Francisco. I couldn't believe it.
So we had the exact opposite thing happen. While we were in San Francisco, and this has been a few years ago. I won't out my wife's age, right? But while we were there, they had record heat. So we were, the further you get away from the coast, the further inland that you get, the hotter that it gets. So it got up to, at our hotel, 104 degrees in San Francisco.
Wow.
Well, the funny thing is, they don't have air conditioning because of what you just said. You're there in the summer, right? You're there in June,
mm-hmm,
and it's 60, 70 degrees. That's a normal climate for San Francisco, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been there, that's kind of what it is. That's one of the things why people love it, because it doesn't get too cold, but it doesn't get too hot. It's a really nice temperature. And my wife took a bunch of capris and jeans and didn't take shorts.
Mm.
And it was bacon. So, yeah, it was bad. What's the town that you cross the bridge and when you rode your bikes? It's not...
I'm not 100% sure.
So we went over there as
okay.
well. It's a really cool little town.
Gotcha.
And then there's a forest, Muir Woods.
Yeah, we went hiking in
there, you go.
Which was cool.
So Muir Woods is really, really cool. It's got all the big, huge trees.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. What about the homeless issue? Did you see Homeless people everywhere?
Yeah, they were everywhere.
That was kind of the bad part about our trip with San Francisco was there were homeless people everywhere. Now, while we were there, we didn't have any issues. Like, nobody came up and, you know, caused a problem and did anything like that. But when you started getting closer to nightfall, they just kind of came out of the woodwork, man. And it was in every storefront, in front of every fountain. If there was a little cubby that somebody could get there and just tarp over themselves, that's what they did. And there were a lot of people that would just wander the streets screaming, you know, yelling stuff all the time.
I did notice that.
It's just a lot of folks that got really drugged up.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the double-decker bus tour. Did you do the bus tour?
I didn't, actually,
So the bus tour is really cool. If you're in San Francisco, you can do a multi-day double-decker bus pass, which works out great because if you stay at a hotel that is close by one of the pickup spots, it's a hop-on, hop-off bus tour. So you can use that as your transportation around San Francisco, as long as you're going to do the touristy things, right? Mm-hmm. You can use that as your transportation all the time that you're there. And it worked out great. I mean, we went around and we saw all the stuff that was cool. Then we did a trolley ride just because they have streetcars.
You have to. I feel like in San Francisco, you got to hop on a trolley.
You do, man. So we did that. It was a really fun time. I'm glad you got to go, and I'm glad you got to experience it, and it was a good experience.
I appreciate that.
Did you do the Presidio?
No, I didn't.
So the Presidio is kind of a cool thing. It's right there at the base of the Golden Gate. They've got an area back there. It's a big military base that was there. So very cool. So we're walking through Kyle's vacation. Are you going anywhere else for the summer, or are you here?
I'm here. If, you know, something happens, I'll go. If anything, you know, opportunities present itself.
There you
I think
go.
I'm probably going to go to the lake at
We're
some point.
Going to Vegas!
I wish.
It's probably not going to work that way. So my name is Mike Elam. We are talking vacations. We're talking 4th of July plans. What are you going to get into over the 4th of July? You going anywhere? You going to stay here? You going to bake in the 90-degree weather for that? Or are you going to O'Fallon? You going to enjoy the Heritage and Freedom Fest? What are your plans? We'd love to know. 314-436-7900. My name is Mike Elam. This is At Your Service on KMOX. At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in tonight. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. Thanks for letting us be a little part of it. I asked Maria Keene to come and join us for a little bit because I asked Kyle about this, and Kyle was like, what? And he's, don't feel bad, you're not unusual. Like, my kids didn't know this term either. If I said to you, the Brat Pack, so Kyle, I said that to you, and you said...
I just don't know what that is. I said what? Like you said, not familiar.
Exactly. So, Maria, if I said the Brat Pack, what comes to your mind?
The kids from back in the day that all hung out together, and it was like a big kind of a thing in Hollywood.
So, the Andrew McCarthy has just come out with a brand new documentary that's called Brats. And it's really cool. And I sat down and watched it earlier this week. And if you know the movie The Breakfast Club,
mm-hmm.
if you know the movie St. Elmo's Fire, if you know the movie Pretty in Pink, those are some of the movies that were part of this Brat Pack. Everybody who was in St. Elmo's Fire was part of this. So you're talking about Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, mm-hmm. Ali Sheedy, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Judd Nelson, Tom Cruise was part of that group on the edge because Risky Business was part of that area where they came out with those movies. Other people will put Matthew Broderick in it because of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Wasn't that him? And then John Cryer, who was in Pretty in Pink. He was Ducky from Pretty in Pink. So if you saw Pretty in Pink, have you seen any of these movies?
I have. I've seen The Breakfast Club. That's...
So Breakfast Club's kind of a rite of passage movie, right?
Yeah, for
and
sure.
It doesn't really get old. Like, I'm quite a bit older than you, and I've come to terms with that, right? So it's okay. We don't have to go to therapy right now. But maybe it's just me. But that's a movie that when that came out and I was younger, being in detention is being in detention. And school buildings don't really age that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably something when you watch that, you could relate to where they were.
Yeah, that's one that'll never get old. Like you said, detention applies to all age groups, you know, and no matter what age you are, I feel like that's something that everyone can relate to and everyone can apply their situation to a little bit.
So it's funny when this show came out, evidently when there was a, I think it was a New York Times author, or maybe it was New York Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote this story and he came up with the term Brat Pack, a play off of Rat Pack. Right?
Yeah.
So instead of having, you know, Dean and Sammy Davis Jr. and all those guys who were part of the Rat Pack, these were all the young, up-and-coming Hollywood stars at the time. And it's funny because you had the same impression that I did. They all hung out together. They did a whole bunch of stuff together. Not true. They were in these movies together, but they didn't hang out socially.
They didn't.
They did not. Every now and then, they would do some stuff together. Like there's behind-the-scenes footage of Andrew McCarthy hanging out with Rob Lowe. And they were doing some stuff, but they didn't do that very often. And Molly Ringwald, of course, so Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who was in that movie. So he was going back and he was connecting with them. And he was talking about the fact that those people who were part of the quote unquote Brat Pack really took that negatively. And they fought against it for a long time. So he sits down with Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore, Ali Sheedy, they all talk about what was that like for them. Because for him, it was really negative. And he really took it to heart. And it affected him very bad.
I mean, I'll be.
So James Spader is another guy who was part of that group with Less Than Zero and all that. And Iron Man, what's his name?
Who is that?
Who is Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Thank you. So Robert Downey Jr.
Very good.
So in Less Than Zero, Robert Downey Jr. was the friend who had the drug problem and was all coked up and had all the issues. And then in St. Elmo's Fire, Demi Moore was the one who had all the drug and alcohol issues. There was always somebody who had that. And it was funny because they even showed John Parr did the song St. Elmo's Fire. And all of the people who were in the movie were in the video. It was funny. So this is going to blow your mind, Kyle. Back then, MTV actually played videos. It was crazy. Like,
I'm not that young, Mike. I do remember that.
Come on, he's not a baby.
Well, I just laugh about the fact because I can't remember when MTV used to play videos. I mean, it really was that long ago. And now MTV is just another network that does a whole bunch of reality shows and puts all that kind of stuff together. You used to have MTV2. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. But MTV2 used to be around. I only know that because I sold cable advertising. And that was one of those networks that it's like, hey, if I need to bonus you commercials, you're going on MTV2.
I was kind of surprised that it was still around.
Yeah. I mean, people still make videos, I guess. And I don't know where they play. I assume
TikTok. I mean, it's all done like in a different space
like
now,
the
isn't
music,
it?
Like, they used to spend thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars on these videos. And they had story writers. They were mini movies.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, TikTok is what? Short video clips.
Right, yeah, very.
I feel like YouTube is probably the best place to see music videos because I don't know where else you're really seeing them on TV.
That's true.
That's right. And it's really, and some of the stuff that they have on YouTube now is really, really good. Like they've got a Pink Floyd concert on there from Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
And by the way, you can learn anything off YouTube.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yeah.
Pick a subject and go to YouTube and Google it. There are 100 videos, at least, on how you could do that.
Yeah.
So I, being Mike's therapy session, right, I just was not happy of how I was cooking pork steaks. And I was like, I want to find a different way to do this. So I found this guy who did a YouTube video who owns a barbecue place in Memphis. And he had a YouTube video of how he does his, because I have a gas grill. And some people do not like gas grills.
No,
like
right.
There are gas grill people and there are non-gas grill people. And the two shall not meet.
No.
So he was talking about grilling pork steaks on there. And you could find this video. And by the way, they were fire. They were really good. So you can...
So it doesn't matter if it's charcoal or gas, that wasn't the problem?
There's other ways to cook it. You just need to adjust your heat and do it a little differently. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Hmm. Well, I wanted to have you in here just because the Brat Pack, if you haven't seen the show Brat, it's a documentary that Andrew McCarthy put together. It's really cool. It's about an hour and a half. It's a great show. You need to go check it out.
I will now.
So thanks for coming in and playing radio for
Certainly.
The end of this segment.
It's been
it was
fun.
An abbreviated version. Kyle, thanks for all your help. You've had a yeoman's work tonight and everything that you've had going on. If I don't talk to you between now and then, I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July. Hopefully you can make it out to O'Fallon to be part of that. In the meantime, this is At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and you're listening to KMOX.
Yeah, that's one that'll never get old, like you said.
Yeah.
Detention applies to all age groups, you know, and no matter what age you are, I feel like that's something that everyone can relate to and everyone can apply their situation to a little bit.
So it's funny, when this show came out, evidently when there was I think it was a New York Times author, or maybe it was New York Magazine,
mm-hmm.
he wrote this story and he came up with the term Brat Pack, a play off of Rat Pack, right?
Yeah.
So instead of having, you know, Dean and Sammy Davis Jr. and all those guys who were part of the Rat Pack, these were all the young, up-and-coming Hollywood stars at the time. And it's funny because you had the same impression that I did. They all hung out together. They
yeah.
did a whole bunch of stuff together. Not true. They were in these movies together, but they didn't hang out socially.
They didn't.
They did not. Every now and then, they would do some stuff together. Like there's behind-the-scenes footage of Andrew McCarthy hanging out with Rob Lowe. And they were doing some stuff. But they didn't do that very often. And Molly Ringwald, of course, so Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who was in that movie. So he was going back and he was connecting with them. And he was talking about the fact that those people who were part of the quote-unquote Brat Pack really took that negatively, and they fought against it for a long time. So he sits down with Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Demi Moore, Ali Sheedy. They all talk about what was that like for them, because for him, it was really negative, and he really took it to heart, and it affected him very bad.
I mean, I'll be.
So James Spader is another guy who was part of that group with Less Than Zero and all that. And Iron Man, what's his name?
Who was that?
Who is Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Thank you. So Robert Downey Jr.
Very good.
So in Less Than Zero, Robert Downey Jr. was the friend who had the drug problem and was all coked up and had all the issues. And then in St. Elmo's Fire, Demi Moore was the one who had all the drug and alcohol issues. There was always somebody who had that. And it was funny because they even showed John Parr did the song St. Elmo's Fire. And all of the people who were in the movie were in the video. It was funny. So this is going to blow your mind, Kyle. Back then, MTV actually played videos. It was crazy. Like,
I'm not that young, Mike. I do remember that.
Come on, he's not a baby.
Well, I just laugh about the fact because I can't remember when MTV used to play videos. I mean, it really was that long ago. And now MTV is just another network that does a whole bunch of reality shows and puts all that kind of stuff together. You used to have MTV2. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore. But MTV2 used to be around. I only know that because I sold cable advertising. And that was one of those networks that it's like, hey, if I need to bonus you commercials, you're going on MTV2.
I was kind of surprised that it was still around.
Yeah. I mean, people still make videos, I guess. And I don't know where they play. I assume...
TikTok. I mean, it's all done like in a different space
like
now,
the
isn't
music,
it?
Like, they used to spend thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars on these videos. And they had story writers. They were mini movies.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, TikTok is what? short video clips.
Right, yeah, very.
I feel like YouTube is probably the best place to see music videos, because I don't know where else you're really seeing them on TV.
That's true.
That's right. And it's really, and some of the stuff that they have on YouTube now is really, really good. Like, they've got a Pink Floyd concert on there from Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
And by the way, you can learn anything off YouTube.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yeah.
Pick a subject and go to YouTube and Google it. There are 100 videos, at least, on how you could do that.
Yeah.
So I, being Mike's therapy session, right, I just was not happy of how I was cooking pork steaks. And I was like, I want to find a different way to do this. So I found this guy who did a YouTube video who owns a barbecue place in Memphis. And he had a YouTube video of how he does his, because I have a gas grill. And some people do not like gas grills.
No,
like,
right.
There are gas grill people and there are non-gas grill people. And the two shall not meet.
No.
So he was talking about grilling pork steaks on there. And you could find this video. And by the way, they were fire. They were really good. So you can...
So it doesn't matter if it's charcoal or gas? That wasn't the problem?
There's other ways to cook it. You just need to adjust your heat and do it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Well, I wanted to have you in here just because the Brat Pack... if you haven't seen the show Brat, it's a documentary that Andrew McCarthy put together. It's really cool. It's about an hour and a half. It's a great show. You need to go check it out.
Yeah, so, I will now.
So thanks for coming in and playing radio for
Certainly.
The end of the segment.
It's
it was
fun.
An abbreviated version. Kyle, thanks for all your help. You've had a yeoman's work tonight and everything that you've had going on. If I don't talk to you between now and then, I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July. Hopefully you can make it out to O'Fallon to be part of that. In the meantime, this is At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and you're listening to KMOX. And it's too bad.